Job chapter 15. Then Eliphaz the Temanite answered, and said, Should a wise man speak vain knowledge, and fill his belly with the east wind? Should he reason with unprofitable talk? Or with speeches with which he can do no good? Yes, you cast off fear, and restrain prayer before God. Because your mouth declares your sin, and you choose the tongue of the crafty. Your own mouth condemns you, and not I. Yes, your own lips testify against you. Are you the first man who was born? Or were you made before the hills? Have you heard the secret of God? And do you keep wisdom to yourself? What do you know, that we do not know? What do you understand, which is not in us? With us are both the gray-headed and very aged men, much older than your father. Are the consolations of God small with you? Is there any secret thing with you? Why does your heart carry you away? And what do your eyes wink at? That you turn your spirit against God, and let such words go out of your mouth. What is man, that he should be clean? And he who is born of a woman, that he should be righteous? Indeed, he puts no trust in his saints. Yes, the heavens are not clean in his sight. How much more abominable and filthy is man, who drinks sin like water? I will show you, listen to me. And that which I have seen I will declare. Which wise men have told from their fathers, and have not hid it, to whom alone the earth was given, and no stranger passed among them. The wicked man labors in pain all his days, and the number of years is hidden to the oppressor. A dreadful sound is in his ears. In prosperity the destroyer shall come upon him. He does not believe that he shall return out of darkness, and the sword waits for him. He wanders abroad for bread, saying, Where is it? He knows that the day of darkness is ready at hand. Trouble and anguish shall make him afraid. They shall prevail against him, as a king ready for the battle. Because he stretches out his hand against God, and strengthens himself against the Almighty. He runs at him, even with his stubbornness, upon the thick layers of his shields, because he covers his face with his fatness, and puts fat on his waist. And he lives in desolate cities, and in houses where no man lives, which are ready to become heaps. He will not be rich, neither will his possessions continue, neither will he prolong its perfection upon the earth. He will not depart out of darkness. The flame will dry up his branches, and by the breath of his mouth he will go away. Let him who is deceived not trust in vanity. Because vanity shall be his payment. It will be accomplished before his time, and his branch will not be green. He will shake off his unripe grapes as the vine, and will cast off his flower as the olive. Because the congregation of hypocrites will be desolate, and fire will consume the tabernacles of bribery. They conceive mischief, and bring forth vanity, and their belly prepares deceit.